Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now this week we've been talking about the importance of the type of fuel we use to power our bodies. And on today's show, we will recap an entire week's worth of health and wellness tips into one show. So, Penny, let's start off with the first show on the topic of fueling our body with the right type and quality and quantity of food and water. Why is being hyper aware of the fuel we use to power our body important?
Because you've got to know what you're putting in your body. You know, I've heard people make comments like you are what you eat, and part of that's not true, but a lot of it is. You have to be aware of what you're putting in your body because your body is fueled by food. That's what fuels our body. That's what fuels our even our cells. And with the right kind of fuel, our body works the way that it's supposed to. So it eliminates what it's supposed to eliminate. It has plenty of energy. But it depends on the food that you put in your body.
You know, I think the analogy that we used was in reference to a car. You know, if you want your car to run at optimal, you know, the way that it should, the way that it was made by the manufacturer, you want to put the right type of fuel in there. You know, in my car's case, it requires the Supreme fuel, right, which is a little bit more expensive. But if I try and cheap out and put regular gas in there, you know, just the, because that's 93 octane. If I put the 87 octane, my car at first is probably going to behave okay, but about maybe at the half tank phase, it's going to start to not behave okay because it's not getting the requirements that it needs, and our bodies are no different.
They aren't. The fuel is a really good way to make an analogy with it. The body needs certain nutrients, and it needs to get those nutrients. It's made to get those nutrients out of the food that we put in to our body, and it pulls those nutrients out, and it uses it in the right place. If the body doesn't recognize what we eat as real food, it doesn't know what to do with it. So it processes it as a toxin. It'll plug up the liver. It will. You have no energy, you know, to be able to do anything. The body has to recognize what we put in it as food so that it knows what to do with it and how to process it and how to use it where it's supposed to be used. So just like in the body, I mean, in the car, there's certain things. You put gas in, you put oil in, you put water in, and all of these things have a task that they need to do to make that car run the most efficient. Yeah, our body is the same way. We need nutrients for our cells. We need bulk and fiber. We need water. Our body doesn't work unless it's got water. It won't process anything through the system unless it has water. So it's a real good analogy to use the car and the body. And we need to understand that everything that we put in our mouth does affect our body. You know, and it affects the way our body reacts and performs for us. Our body needs to be able to have a high immune system so that the body can fight off different kinds of illnesses that we run into. We run into germs all the time. They're everywhere. We breathe it. We touch things. And the body needs to be able to fight those things off. Otherwise, you're sick all the time. I've got friends and people that I work with that they're sick a large majority of the time because they continue to come into contact with people that have bugs and their immune system is low and they can't fight that off.
Well, you mentioned water as it being an important part of what we put in our body. And so on, I think it was on Monday's show, we talked about why water was the most underused solution to overeating. Can you share a little bit about that?
Water, a lot of times when somebody thinks that they're hungry, in reality, what they are is dehydrated, and it gives off a signal to the body that is similar to hunger. So we'll reach for food when we should actually reach for water. Water fuels everything. It keeps, the biggest 96% of us is water. So the cells need the water so they can flush out. Your digestive system needs water or it doesn't work. I just talked to a friend whose elderly father is having a hard time going to the bathroom, but he won't drink water. You know, so there's no water to keep the stuff flowing so that it goes out, waste, so that it goes out. And that's just one thing that we need water for. Our skin needs water so that it can be plumped up. We cannot survive without water, and it affects every aspect of our body.
You know, on Tuesday's show, we transitioned over to talking about food. And one of the things that you recommend is low-glycemic meals. Can you talk a little bit about what is a low-glycemic, what constitutes a low-glycemic meal?
Yeah, and to explain what low-glycemic is, because a lot of times people, the first time I heard the term, I had no idea what low-glycemic was because I wasn't aware of how my body reacted to food. Our body is set up to where our blood sugar is supposed to stay within a narrow range. When we eat certain foods, the blood sugar, depending on how much sugar is in that food that we eat, the blood sugar will rise, and sometimes it will rise above the normal range. And then, depending on what you eat, it will drop. And if you eat candy or something that is very high in sugar content, the higher in sugar content, the faster the blood sugar then will drop. When it drops, then that's when you get lethargic. Yeah. If we do this to our body by eating processed food, by eating high carb foods, white foods like breads, pastas, rice, things like that, then the blood sugar will rise, and then it'll fall really fast, and it does like a roller coaster ride. So it's like you're on a roller coaster ride, your blood sugar is. And over a period of time doing that, you actually can become insulin resistant. So what our goal is to keep that blood sugar within that normal range as much as possible. And when you start doing that, when you've got a healthy body, then you don't have to worry about getting diabetes or any kind of the insulin diseases that might come about. But if you rise and it drops and it rises and drops for, say, 15, 20 years, then your body becomes very resistant to the insulin. So every time that you put any kind of sugar in the body, when you're at that stage, the body then decides that it's got to process that insulin and get it into the bloodstream for energy, because that's what it's there for. But you can't, because the body is now resistant to that insulin. So the harder it has to work, the harder your pancreas works, and then the closer you get to diabetes. And there's all kinds of other things that happen, like a domino effect within the body. So when we eat food, we need to eat the food that helps our blood sugar stay within that normal range. And that may be confusing to some people unless they are aware of what this glycemic index is, because the glycemic index was put together to give a measurement of what each food, each type of food, how much sugar content it was, how much does it raise the blood sugar. Like white bread is the highest. Believe it or not, white bread is on a scale of 1 to 100, it's 100, where sugar is actually only 60. But when you eat that raises the blood sugar really high. So we have to be aware of what foods do that. And that's where the glycemic index comes in. If you study it, and you can Google it, it's on the internet all over the place, you'll have a list of foods that are high glycemic and then in the medium range, and then there's the low glycemic. And you want to eat more low glycemic so that that blood sugar stays within that normal range so that you can stay healthy, so that your body will burn the fat. It'll burn the sugar that you put into it. The formula is that if you have a healthy body and you eat low glycemic foods, which is vegetables, some fruits, lean meats, those are the basics in the low glycemic diet. If you eat that way 80% of the time and then you want to splurge, it's not going to damage your body. You don't have to worry about becoming insulin resistant. Now, when you have insulin resistance already, when you already have blood sugar issues, then that formula doesn't work for you.
Right. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to take in, and it sounds more complicated than it is, and really just goes down to basics of having just smart food choices. So let's talk about some of those smart food choices. On Wednesday's show, we talked about prep and planning those low glycemic meals in a busy world, and you have some really good tips for folks.
Yeah, being prepared is critical to being on a permanent lifetime lifestyle change. During the week, we get busy. We're working, we're racing to get here, take the kids there, do this, get home, get ready for bed, get up and start all over again. So if you take one day that is your slowest day, and in most cases that would be like a Sunday, and you prepare, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat on Monday? What breakfast do I need in the house? You know, what lunch do I need to be able to prepare quickly to take with me to work? How am I going to cook for my family and keep it low glycemic or keep it in the healthy range and do it quickly? So you need to have some tried and true recipes that you use. Prep your lunch, prep your vegetables, cut up your carrots, cut up cucumbers, put them in glass containers in the refrigerator. When you're hungry, then take them out. If you have junk food in your house, you're going to eat it. I mean, just human nature, you're going to eat it. Some people are better at being able to say no to that stuff. I am not one of those people. If it's here, I'm going to eat it. If it's in front of me, I'm going to eat it. You know, so clean out your refrigerator, clean out your cabinets. Make sure you don't have those choices, but give yourself other choices. Keep nuts in the house. Mixed nuts would be good, but even peanuts is better than eating junk food. Keep those things handy because those things are going to help you not feel hungry. You know, have options. We even talked about having beef jerky that you carry in the car. You know, if you carry stuff in the car with you, then you're not as apt to stop at a fast food place. If you have things prepped for supper and you know exactly what you're going to fix on Wednesday night because that's your late night at work, then you're not going to be as apt to stop and pick up a bucket of chicken to take home to your family because you're too tired to cook and you don't even want to think about what you have to cook.
Right. Well, that actually ties well into Thursday's topic, which was eating out and how to avoid reverting back to bad habits. I think even those crock-pot meals, you know, it seems kind of hokey, but we're getting into winter, and crock-pot meals are simple and easy. You throw some form of meat, some form of vegetables, some kind of seasoning, a little bit of water, and by the time you come home from work, there's a meal ready for you, and you don't have to, like you said, stop and pick up a bucket of a greasy and unhealthy fried chicken.
Yeah, that is really good. Crock-pot meals. It's fast. It's an easy way to do it. I just recently bought a steam oven, and it's kind of a replacement for a microwave. And you can put things in there really fast, and it cooks like 70% faster than on the stove or in the oven. So, you know, having things like that, the thing is, be prepared. You know, being prepared in the car, you know, you spend a lot of time in the car. You know that you get hungry and you pull into the first fast food place that you can find because you're ravenous, and you just have to have something right now. If you have bars, if you have nuts, if you have some beef jerky in your glove compartment, then that's going to give you an option so that you don't stop at the fast food place. And then you can wait until you get in front of real food that you can eat. But being prepared is critical of whatever it is that you're doing, whether, you know, you're driving in the car and this is an everyday thing and you don't want to stop at fast food at lunchtime, but you're out away from the office, so what are you going to do? You know, if you are, you know, preparing your meals so that when you're tired, when you go home, that you know exactly what you're going to cook. It's fast. It could even be ready for you, you know, if you're doing like the crock pot thing that you're talking about. But preparedness is the key to making this work for you.
Most definitely. That actually kind of ties into our Friday show, which is tips for staying on track with your new healthier lifestyle. Do you have anything else to add before we wrap up the show, Penny?
Other than being prepared, no, not really. Having a buddy, you know, we talked about having a buddy, I think, in week one. And that was, you know, for exercise and different things that you have to be accountable to. But having a buddy, you know, making sure that the community of people that you are around know and understand what it is that you're trying to do, and they're looking for the same thing. And there's more and more people that fall in that category all the time, so they're not as hard to find as they used to be. But stay with people that want to do the same thing you do. Otherwise, you could be sabotaged very easily.
So true, so true. All right, folks, well, you heard it here. Have a buddy, stay on track, and let us hear how you are doing in reference to your own health and wellness IQ. Starting tomorrow, we will focus on fitness and movement, which as the weather gets colder becomes a little bit more challenging to do, but I think we're going to tackle this topic and we're going to do it well.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.